It looks like this door is locked from the other side. This and other gaming tropes today on Digital Bath Podcast. Okay, it's just the three amigos tonight. We've got Jesse, Dakota, and I am, of course, the Ranch Ripper, Chris Bolton. No one else gets a name. Also, no one.
He gone.
He's feeling sick today.
Nick is sick. Someone suck his dick.
Blick, blick.
Skeet, skeet.
God damn.
This isn't 2004. We're not doing that anymore. Skeet.
Damn.
Mother trucker.
What if I did that? It's 2020 now.
Oh, ooh, now I'm in it. Yep.
Skirt!
Some wet ass.
Glop, glop, 9,000. That'll fix a sick dick real quick. Let us clink our drinks.
Wink. Bing.
Tonight. It's tonight.
No.
Today?
Chris tried a bunch of intros and he kept saying tonight.
Tonight, too.
It's tonight for
it's
us.
It's tonight for
it's
us.
It's tonight for us.
Wow, I tried to do a Billy Corgan, but there was no nasal in it. It was just really bad.
It was just high, yeah.
I mean, tonight! That was, that was pretty...
I thought you were doing that other song.
Tonight, we are young. Look, no one came here to listen to us sing.
By fun?
No.
You by fun?
I don't
by
know fun. I know Billy Corgan, which is not fun.
Corgan.
He is...
Corganites.
Billy Corgan is not fun ever. Speaking of not fun, gaming tropes that aren't fun, we'll do some later that are fun. I like some of them.
Yeah. But for the kids, why don't you explain what a trope is?
Oh, good. I'm glad you asked because I know exactly what that is.
I know you do, but let me answer for you because we already know you
good,
do.
Good.
So a trope is something that is almost expected. It's something that happens so much that it itself becomes not necessarily a joke, but it is something that... I'm trying to think of things that aren't other words for a trope, like the staple of something. It is in, like we were joking about in Mario, where the princess is in another castle.
Yeah.
Or when you're playing...
don't give too many.
Oh, yeah, you're right. So
it's like in a scary movie where if you have sex, you're going to die. Have you seen Scream? All the tropes he talks about in scary movies that happen? That's what they mean.
Have sex, you're going to die. If you're black... probably Hispanic.
You're also gonna have sex.
Well, yeah, and in those movies, you also have the biggest dick. That's just how it works. But that in gaming,
right? Only in the movies.
There's also like a only second killer, or like they never really die.
Right. Yeah, in a Marvel movie, you know, someone's gonna land the superhero pose.
Oh, and then for disguises, they're gonna get a hat and sunglasses, and no one recognizes.
Or just glasses.
Yeah.
Doesn't even have to be sunglasses.
Yeah.
Talking about you, Clark Kent, you son of a bitch.
Sneaky.
But we want the video game versions.
Okay.
Tropes.
Let's start with some we don't like. I don't like that in a lot of modern shooters. You can only hold two weapons. Like, they've just decided you can hold a big weapon and a little weapon.
When did that start, you think? Because like, GoldenEye, you had, like, 20 guns.
It wasn't Halo, because Halo 1, you could definitely hold them all.
No. Halo 1, you only had two guns.
Oh, shit, it was Halo.
Yeah.
I uncovered something I totally didn't
realize. Uncovered the secret.
Quake.
Quake, you had all your guns.
You had the wheel.
In the multiplayer?
Or are you talking Quake 3 tournament?
Maybe.
In Quake Original.
Or Unreal Tournament, you only had two,
Quake Original was like Doom. You had all your weapons like on the top bar.
Yeah, Doom doesn't give a fuck. Doom and GTA and Saints Row, you still get all your weapons.
Right.
Yeah, all the Rockstar games, you get to keep everything.
Yeah. They make you fucking carry a hide all the way across the map for realism, but you can have all your guns for some reason.
Satchels, I don't know. Halo was probably one of the first big games that only let you have two weapons at a time.
That's true.
Black? What about the game Black? Did you have all your weapons?
I don't remember. I think you...
Did you have, like, the double tap arrows? It was, like, two up top, two on right, two on bottom, two on left?
I don't know.
Call of Duty's always been two.
Yeah, I feel like Call of Duty definitely has had that. But I feel... I thought Halo you could have... But I guess not.
No.
Not even in single player, just two?
No, in the first game, you could only have two.
Why don't you like that?
I want unrealism. I don't want realism in my games. That's stupid, man.
Stupid.
I mean, like, depending on realism also, like, where does Chief put his weapons? Like, when, even if it's two weapons, where do you put that kneeler?
On his waist or
on his back.
Okay, in three, they did include his little back latch, but in the first game, he didn't have anything.
Yeah. Well, okay, so we're going to, the thing that gets me is you're going to say, oh, Call of Duty, it's so real. Hold on, I'm hurt. Okay, I'm fine.
That was a tough one.
I like how Uncharted explained it with luck.
Yes, I was going to say that.
That was kind of cool.
Yeah.
So that's another trope. Red filling the screen to show that you're
hurt,
dying.
You're injured.
What's the first game you remember having that?
Doom.
But well, that was only when you like died. It would do the whole like.
It didn't thing. Flash red when you got hit?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. I thought
but
it did.
In Doom, you had your little guy.
Yeah, that guy was cool.
He slowly melted.
Yeah. And then he would, by the end of it, he's like, fucking kill
me. He's like, I'm a skeleton.
Shown red. Oh, Red Faction, maybe?
We say Doom, but actually, I think Wolfenstein. Oh, well,
yeah,
Wolfenstein. The original
Wolfenstein
did that. Guten Tag.
Yeah. It is kind of annoying. Like, at some point, you're like, I get it. I'm injured. I'm. That's what the
health
bar's
for. I can't see shit.
Yeah. Yeah. I hate Ubisoft towers. You know what I mean by Ubisoft towers?
No. Yes.
There are
yes.
games where they're like, to unlock more of the map, fucking climb this.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think Assassin's Creed kind of really started that whole shebang.
Assassin's Creed 1.
Yes. And if you remember, traversal in Assassin's Creed 1 was pretty garbage.
What are you talking about?
The horse in 1.
What's wrong with the horse? It was only for in-between areas.
Yeah, it was awful. What? But you had... You had to climb all the tower. You had to climb a tower. You get to the top. You get your eagle vision, and it unlocks.
It synchronizes.
It synchronizes, and you unlock an area of the map. And then everyone thought that was the best idea ever. And
time to do a swan dive into a hay bale.
Yes. Far Cry started to do that.
Yep. Dying Light.
Dying Light. Horizon Zero Dawn.
Yeah.
Tons of games.
There's tons of games where you're like, climb up here so you can understand how
even the newest
Zelda. Dying Light didn't do that.
I thought Dying Light had big towers.
For a mission, but otherwise...
Oh, good. Oh, that's
bad.
Why we like that
you
game.
Unlock, you unlock, like, new saves, like, new places you can respawn from, but you don't climb towers.
Okay, that's not so bad. To me, what happens is I usually get, like, I need to do the whole map, and then I get tired of the game by the time I've done all of the...
Shadow Mordor did it.
Yeah, I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it. Just give me the map and let me explore. I'll find things if I want to.
Fair.
I think... Yeah, I think one of the reasons why also Rage 2 and Mad Max did it. Sorry. But yeah. I think one of the reasons is it lets them guide you into a new area, centralize it, and then in those open world games, and then put the missions around it. So it kind of gives you reason to do it. Maybe they're afraid that like you'll skip out on part of it.
I would do the missions immediately if I had them. Like if they were just there, and instead I got to climb a tower to get those missions unlocked. Like that's stupid.
Yeah, like Jack 3, I didn't fucking need to do towers to go around that giant ass map.
I wanted to live in that world. Like you don't have to make me want it. Like
it's like a shitty puzzle too. They're always like a dumb puzzle. Yeah. You can't just climb the tower. It's always like, now take two steps to the left, jump over there. Oh, but it's all yellow, so you know exactly where to go.
Yes.
But you just have to figure out.
Yes.
You know what puzzles were really shitty? The ones in Skyrim where you just match the objects.
Never played Skyrim.
So like, it's the same icons in every dungeon that you do, and it's like either it's like the dragonfly or the whale. Or the snake, or the bird, and Jesse knows exactly what I'm talking about. And it's like, there's three of them, and maybe each icon's in a different room, so you gotta find which three icons, or you just fucking keep switching
like
them until it opens.
Yeah, if you're gonna give me puzzles, at least make them different. Like,
yeah. It's just insulting my intelligence.
Turn. Oh, there it is.
I got it. So, yeah, those simple puzzles have always been really stupid, too.
I like the way Far Cry did the healing, where they're like, you have to physically alter yourself for a few seconds
to
feel
better.
You have to
break your finger.
You have to pull a muzzle round out of your... Not a muzzle round. Like it's not in the Civil War.
A bullet casing? I don't know.
You have to pull arrows out in some of them.
Arrows, but yeah, for some reason I was thinking like literal like...
Bullets?
Oh, no, it's
Far Cry 3,
buckshot.
Far Cry 3, you literally pull bullets out with tongs.
Yeah. I was thinking he did that with like buckshot or something, but maybe not. Maybe it was
he
just bullets.
But...
I got it. Hold on. I feel like shit. Let me bandage my arm. All right, I'm better. But for some reason, I like it better than just pausing and waiting. Okay, I'm good now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, absolutely.
Doors that are locked from the other side when your character could easily just kick in the fucking door. That's stupid.
What would you want instead?
Don't put a fucking door there.
It's for immersion.
Key card door? I don't know.
Board the doors up.
Board the doors up.
You got to get an axe.
Or a hammer.
Is that the key? Or a hammer or a key?
Or maybe just don't put a door there if you don't want people to fucking walk up to the door.
If you want to play a game where you can go everywhere there's a door, play Pokemon. They'll fucking do it, and they'll give you... You'll go in, and you'll just talk to two people, and it won't add anything. You'll be like, yeah, I don't know what I fucking expected already, and you just leave.
Also pretty terrible, where games have these huge explorable places that have absolutely fucking nothing in them.
So I'm going to turn that into a slightly different trope. Games that either became open world for no reason, or the maps are big for no reason. Darksiders 2... doesn't need to be that big.
It doesn't.
Kingdoms of Amalur map doesn't need to be that big. I think they could have been the size of like a Fable 2 and they would have been perfectly fine. But they make these big ass maps and it's just so you can feel like you're in a big game.
How about Dragon's Age Inquisition?
Absolutely.
They're like, this is an epic battle. You're like, there's literally 20 guys out here.
So Jesse just played Origins. Yep. There's no point in Origins where I'm like, I wish this world was bigger because the lore's so good that you just do that.
In fact, they're too small. Like, you go to some areas and you're like, I took two steps. I fought some dudes. I'm done. Okay, bye. And then I'm playing Dragon Age 2 right now, and it has the Inquisition problem where I'm like, why is this here?
Yeah. For the sake of feeling
like
that.
Like you're moving along. Trope in horror games right now, the I can't fight you horror game is now everything.
Resident Evil did that first, though, right?
No. You can fight stuff. Well, in the demo, they did.
No. I can't fight you. Like,
No, I know what you're talking about. Like
Nemesis or Mr. X.
No, I mean how, like, you're in a game.
Like, you can't fight, period.
And you cannot fight.
Outlast.
Yes. I think Outlast does it really well. And that was one of the last ones to do it really well. But and Amnesia was the first one.
I was going
to
say Amnesia was the first one I remember.
Yeah, Blair Witch did it. And then also Alien, for a time, did. And then you get weapons.
And then you get weapons.
Which was really sweet. But every game now, it seems like you're hiding in a closet, or you're hiding over here, and you're waiting for them to go by. And I want to go back to games where I can fight shit and still be scared.
This is a little bitch generation. I'm sorry. You can't have that.
No, but that's so much more realistic. Like, that's so much more scary.
It is the first time I did it.
I will agree. Amnesia freaked me the fuck out. The water monster.
Yeah, that was cool.
Dude, I was like,
jump on boxes, and if you touch the water, it knows where you are and comes after you.
Fuck that.
Like, make it creative. Make it cool.
Dude, it was
when your whole game is just, I'm walking here.
Layers of Fear.
Yeah. Like, I need substance to it. I need something more than just hide, run. So.
I mean, okay, but I don't know. I don't feel like I maybe know enough to say this, but I feel like Silent Hill doesn't really gain anything by allowing you to just hit stuff with a stick. I feel like it could be the same game.
No, not at all.
Gives me a chance.
Because it puts you in the action. So not only are you now scared of this creature that is grotesque, but then you have to whack it with the stick, and you can't always run from those problems. You have to fight it.
What if it was like Alan Wake, but it was just the flashlight? You could just use it to like keep them at bay.
Yuck.
That's better,
but not.
I liked Alan Wake. I didn't love it. But then it was cool when you run into Pyramid Head and you're like, oh, I'm gonna beat his ass. And then you're like, I can't win this fight. That's when it's cool. Like, when it's not your whole game.
I mean, we're talking about, you're just saying that you only want to play action horror games.
You're saying you don't
because
play
horror games as a whole.
I don't want to play Running Simulator.
That's a different genre. Then that's not a horror action game. So you're just saying you want to play action horror games.
But it is where horror games in general is at now, and that's the problem. There's not too many, except for Resident Evil.
Which is a horror action game.
Yes, there aren't too many horror games anymore that
aren't horror action games?
Yeah, correct.
It's counterintuitive
to me. And we have
to
take besides Resident Evil, we have to take zombie games out because Resident Evil decided they're scary again, so they're back in
the actual
horror
like Dead
category.
Space. Frightening game. Lets you shoot stuff. Lets you kill stuff.
Once you figure out what's going on, they switch up the formula and you're like, oh shit, that doesn't work anymore. But like what I'm saying is it's counterintuitive to how I play. Like when I first played Outlast, I was like, this game's terrible. I just keep dying. And they're like, no, you have to run and hide. I'm like, why? I want to fight these things.
No,
they're like,
I get what
you
guys
can't.
Are saying.
Like, damn.
I think there's a balance too, because look at Metal Gear Solid 5, the beginning of that game, they did it really well.
Yeah.
Because you're like, I'm fucking useless, but you're like, God damn, am I good at hiding? and then you finally get a gun, and they're like, yeah, here's a gun. Fight this guy that's like an all-powerful fire being. I'm like,
it was cool.
Oh.
Resident Evil 8 also took a little bit of time to do what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
It was only 30 to 45 minutes of the game, and it was really cool because it was a break from action.
Yeah.
But then I went back into shooting things again, and I was fine. But yeah, sorry, long rant on that.
That's going to bring me to my next one. A game that makes you do missions where it takes all your shit for a little bit.
I hate resetting you when they're like, you're a complete badass, but you have to check in all your weapons when you come in here. And you're like, really? You're going to make me go in there with my fists? This is what happened? Oh, God damn it.
Yeah. Or just like, you have to keep all your shit in here for now. You mean all that shit that no one can see anyway because this is a video game and it's not actually attached to me? Okay.
Yeah.
We haven't said the worst cardinal sin. Following quests. Where you have to just follow a person that's slower than your run animation, but faster than your walk animation.
I'm going to take you farther back than that. One of my favorite games of all time. Yes. Huh? No. It's the same thing. But I think someone that was more annoying than that is in Simpsons Hit and Run, when you had to follow people, but if you made contact with them, it would blow them up and restart the mission.
It's the same thing. Yeah. You get too far, you got to restart. You go too slow, you got to restart. They're out of your vision for 5 seconds, you got to fucking restart.
Assassin's Creed. Who else does it?
Everybody.
I think even Spider-Man.
Cyberpunk had it.
Spider-Man had it.
Cyberpunk has it.
They turned the corner and you didn't. You failed the mission. You were
GTA.
Too close to them when they turned the corner. They saw you. You failed the mission. Yes. Like, what?
Yeah,
GTA was pretty notorious for having.
Give me
those.
A goddamn
I think
parameter.
Mafia 3 actually did.
Any of those open world games, definitely where you can get in a car and trail somebody. I think Infamous also. I mean, the list goes on and on. It's just
if it's open world, they're gonna make you follow.
Like,
somebody,
make it a cutscene.
So,
make it a quick five second cutscene where they get to the point, and I don't want to do that shit.
How do we extend this gameplay out?
Right.
Let's make
so
them follow.
So I feel like open world games fall into a lot of tropes, and I feel like I feel like open world games are a lot of the same, and they have been since they came out. And that there's a lot of people that don't like open world games because of that, because it's easy for these studios to just see what other people have done and do that itself.
I think the problem is you're
Sleeping Dogs.
I like Sleeping Dogs.
I do love Sleeping Dogs.
But it is a trope filled game.
You got to cater it to a lot of different play styles, because you could have a mission where you're driving, and then you have a mission where you're shooting, and then you have a mission where you're punching people. So you have to have those tropes because you can't focus in on one thing. Sleeping Dogs, I think, got better because it focused on the hand-to-hand combat a little
absolutely.
More than
I
everyone
wish
else.
More games had that.
Dude, that was the best part of Sleeping Dogs.
For sure.
Being like, oh,
just
these dudes
walk around
fight,
and pick
fight?
Fights. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. One of the tropes that they definitely had, which is basically comes from an 80s movie kind of trope in Sleeping Dogs, is like, shoot the gas tank, exploding cars, shoot the front wheel, flipping motorcycle. Like, they did all those action movie tropes that I liked.
Red barrels.
Oh, red barrels.
I love those. Do you not like those? Or do you like them?
It's... Look, we've been playing games for a long time. There's certain things that, like, okay, I get it. So I guess if that needs to be my visual cue, the other thing, I'll wait for the other one too. It's another visual cue, but just red barrels, I guess.
Or a game with different colored barrels and you have to figure out what those barrels do, but they all, like, red barrels always explode. Green barrels probably have something toxic in them.
Borderlands does that.
Yeah.
Right.
They have electric barrels.
And
okay.
Slag barrels.
Yeah. Fucking Borderlands was... A good trope, though, that Borderlands did was the whole, like, you're on your side. Instead of a holster, it's literally a portal to where all your guns are at.
Yeah, they found a quick
way.
Like,
that was
a
smart, that was a good idea, because you can hold, like, 20 weapons, but where are they?
They're in the portal.
Borderlands is also a game that I think could be smaller and it'd be okay.
Sometimes.
Yeah,
We're used to it, but I think, honestly, there's still some... And they only do it in some areas, right? The whole game's not open world. They'll just have, like, maybe a world...
Open area.
A planet, if you're familiar, a planet that has... But I still feel like sometimes I'm like, you're just doing this for me. You're not doing this for any
reason. Some games need to just get rid of the fucking vehicles and make their world smaller.
So this has been a thing, I think, in the last... Since PS4 and Xbox One, the white line above a ledge that you can climb...
Oh, yeah.
Dying Light, Watch Dogs, Lara Croft. Ghost?
Of Tsushima?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, the cloth or whatever.
Yeah, there's something there that lets you know, hey, buddy, come on.
Yeah. So it's just funny to be like, oh, okay, yeah, sure.
Back in my day, when you're playing Tomb Raider, you just had to fucking guess and die.
Yeah,
but
like hope
20,
the fuck that
you're
yeah.
like, huh, hit
and,
the ground.
And right, and so it's
break
like
your fucking neck.
The first time you do that, and you're like, okay, so that's not how I do it. So you try every other way, and you try that first time one more time, and it fucking works, and you're so
you're,
mad.
You were one step ahead.
You were one polygon yeah. away.
Yep.
Let's see what other games.
This is an
tropes?
Older trope, but every game had to have a water level. You remember that
had
back
to.
In the day?
Had to
have a water, and some of them were okay.
Not Mario.
Some of them were fucking awful. I'm looking at you, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles,
dude.
From the Nintendo
hey,
Entertainment
dude.
System.
Donkey, I like Donkey
Kong. Oh, Donkey
Kong!
Donkey
was,
Kong, you could ride the fucking swordfish, man.
Yeah, but sometimes you turn into
with
a swordfish
bop, with a fucking bop for
with
that
music.
Soundtrack.
Yeah, Mario though. I don't want to have to keep jamming on fucking
and,
A.
And the fucking water temple from Zelda.
I don't know.
And the water
you
level
don't know.
From
okay.
Never played Zelda
Edge
game.
Of Empire.
So, you know how like now you just go on the internet 15 years ago you could just open the strategy guide and see how to do it. Water Temple, you just had to figure that shit out.
Man, I spent
or your buddy had to accidentally like figure it out and then he showed you how to do it.
I spent a whole night, I think, with a friend like, we're going to beat this temple.
It's the
we might not be friends after this, but we're going to beat this temple.
It's the puzzle temple of that game, like, and it's just fucking.
Then they brought it back for Twilight.
Yes.
Well, they brought it back for Twilight.
I just had a core memory unlock of
okay.
you and I and your buddy. What game was it? Where we spent a night being
PT.
Like, fucking PT. We're like, we're gonna beat PT.
Which was shitty because it was a random.
It's fucking random.
You didn't always finish the demo. So we had done everything. We literally like.
Was it Dustin?
Yes, it was
my old roommate
too. But we like on the internet, like looking up stuff, like you got to do this. We're like, we did it. We did all the shit. Where's the fucking end? And nothing happened.
Same thing, but in Call of Duty Black Ops, when it got real popular that they would put those secret puzzles that you could do in the zombie maps. We tried doing that. We could only get so far, like the four of us. Because like if you don't get it, you're like, well, we have to restart the whole fucking thing.
Yeah.
So
uncool collectibles. If you're gonna put collectibles in a game, don't make it like
feathers.
Feathers, are you fucking kidding me?
Fuck you.
But in Doom Eternal, they made it like literal action figures.
And in Doom 1, it was cool too.
Yeah, yeah. They were
Doom
like,
1, Doom 2016.
Yeah. Doom was the only game I was like, these are actually really fucking cool looking.
Yeah.
And then they go in your room in Doom Eternal.
Yeah.
But every other game, like, oh, there's some really stupid stuff.
Oh, I got one for you. It's it was a while back. It was no, it's been the past couple months in Apex Legends where they give you tea bags to put on the side of your gun. Like they have weapon charms in general are fucking stupid. I don't care. This can be a ripper rant. We can break, come back. That's fucking dumb. I don't want a little stupid little charm to go on my fucking gun.
I do.
Fuck you.
I got a Star Wars helmet on two of them.
Great.
And I also got
no
got
one
a,
sees that shit.
I do.
So I feel like
anyway.
No. So on that, because I think Call of Duty kind of had something to do with that too.
Oh,
Call,
for sure.
Call of Duty Black Ops was the first one I think that let you make your own anything to put on the gun.
That was fucking cool.
Right. Why did we take a step back from that?
Because they wanna monetize it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They gave us the key.
They gave us the world.
They gave us the whole fucking world. And then afterwards they were like, all right, you gotta go back to we make I was like, I loved making a fucking 7-star Dragon Ball and then seeing some people put some racist shit, some other people put some like.
You're talking about the gamer tag maker?
Oh, no, not the gamer
the
tag.
Icon.
Some
on
of the shit.
Gun.
I'm like, oh, you can't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And by obviously, when I say I love seeing that shit, I'm being sarcastic. But people would put that, people would put like very sexually charged stuff. And me being the age I was like, I just try to play Call of Duty. Thank you.
Also, I know how to play a game. I want to make my own loadouts. Why do I have to unlock making my own loadout in a multiplayer
You're
game?
Not
yeah,
ready
why does it
yet?
Take four levels?
You're not ready.
That
you just have to pick one
sense.
Of these boring-ass classes with these 10 guns, and then when you're ready in a few levels, you can have one.
But here's the thing, too.
You can have, like, four.
Call of Duty. You make all these loadouts that you let me use for four levels, and then when it comes time for me to get my own, I can't use any of the shit from the loadouts that you had already given me. I have to start back at square one, and I have to use a gun with no sights available and do all this other bullshit.
Yep.
They're like, check out these cool guns. Oh, what do you have? Open that bag of trash and make a class out of that. Good luck.
I knew. So rock bottom for that was in the last Medal of Honor game that was real. Not the VR one, but Medal of Honor whatever the fuck it was called. And when you went to multiplayer, when you wanted to use a sniper, it makes you start with the red dot sight, and you have to get so many kills to unlock to the point where you get a sniper scope. I was like, what?
I mean, games will do that now, but in reverse. They're like, oh, you start with a sniper. You can only put an 8x scope on it. It's like, I can't even take that off. Mm-mm. I mean, the newest Call of Duty, you can. But then you're literally, it's iron sights.
Right.
But I always thought it was stupid that you couldn't, you're like, no, you can't take that off. You have to snipe. You can't just use that as a short-range fucking powerful weapon.
Yeah.
Headshot noises in video games.
You don't like those?
No, I do like them. That's a trope I like enjoy is the clunk or whatever.
Hit marker or the clunk.
Yeah. Yeah, those are fucking sweet now.
We're looking at you, Battlefield Bad Company 2. Had the best fucking headshot sound because it sounded like you shot a fucking tin can.
Yeah. Clunk. Overwatch's is pretty good. I like theirs too. Yeah.
The frying pan from
PUBG.
PUBG. That had a great sound. Like, I just wanted to hear it.
Bing. Yeah. Do we like or don't like the pop-up numbers in RPGs? Or Borderlands does it too.
Or Apex Legends.
I love you like pop-up numbers. You like seeing the numbers? Pop-up numbers?
I downloaded a mod onto Fallout 4 to give me pop-up numbers.
Nice.
Cyberpunk has pop-up numbers, by the way.
You can pick, yeah, if you want them or not.
But I fucking love pop-up numbers.
Yeah. I will be playing Apex, and I'll say, oh, I did 79 on this guy, having no idea what that actually equates to. Like, he's had purple armor that was 79, so that he's still got, I don't know how much left.
Doesn't
but
mean,
I know
doesn't,
I fucking hit that
doesn't
bastard.
Doesn't mean he has 21 left?
No, because they have
100
health plus 25,
no, 100 50. Gives them, you're right, no, 100 would be a purple full purple shield.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because red's 125.
So he'd have 21 left on a shield.
21 left on a shield, and then another 100 for health.
If he was at full shield, though.
And you're totally, like, in your head, like, oh, I must do 120 more damage, and I will kill him.
Yes. No, see, I'm just like, I did 88. That's it. You guys
number
kill
three,
him
my
now.
Lord. Number three.
Yeah, see, I don't know what it meant the other night. I shot someone with a Sentinel, and it did 112, and there was a picture of the shield next to it, but it wasn't red, and I know red means you, like, dipped into past shield, or so why did I, was it just like, hey, you did more than the shield needs, no, here's a special icon?
If he had a blue shield and you popped it, that means he had a blue shield.
Oh, fuck. I did 112 and it showed a shield next to it.
Yep.
So I popped a shield.
You broke it.
You broke the shield.
Yeah, broke it.
Oh, here's a big fucking one. Here's a big fucking one. Not every game needs crafting.
Ooh. Hell yes.
Assassin's Creed Revelations, I knew that was the point where I was like, oh, because Minecraft started it. I mean, Minecraft absolutely started crafting in games that didn't need it.
Games that didn't need it?
You think it was Minecraft? I think it was more like Tomb Raider, Last of Us. I think those monopolized on...
Those were both after Minecraft.
Yeah, but that's like a game about crafting. Like,
that's what I'm saying. But it put it in the forefront. And then stuff like, yes, Assassin's Creed, Tomb Raider...
I think
Last
we misunderstood you. You said Minecraft games that didn't need it, and I was like, Minecraft didn't need
no,
crafting?
No, no, no. Minecraft did it. Crafting became cool, so then it started getting into a lot of action games, action-adventure games.
Makes a hell
because
lot more sense.
In Assassin's Creed, it was just the bombs. You could craft different kinds of bombs in Revelations. They only ever did it in
4.
One game. Fallout.
I don't need to make a base. I don't need that shit.
That is why my girlfriend did not. My girlfriend loves Fallout 3. We'll go back and play it
or
anytime.
I love New Vegas.
Or New Vegas. But Fallout 4, she's like, I don't want to do this, so I'm not going to play this fucking game. It's like, damn, that sucks. I heard it was really good. She's like, I don't care. I don't want to make a base.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, well, moving on. Outer Worlds, here we go.
Yeah. So I just, the unneeded, like, you can get, Dragon Age Inquisition did it.
Mm. Yeah.
Because you can craft weapons in that.
Mm-hmm.
But the whole, pick up these parts and then you can use them to make.
I'm going
to
make scraps of metal turn into a bomb. Okay, sure.
Kingdoms of Amalur did it with weapons, too. I just, like. I brought that game up twice. That's never happened, but yeah.
Interestingly enough, though, girlfriend loves to craft things in Witcher 3. We'll go from like the crappiest pieces of tin to like this super crazy armor and just craft up.
So
and does it for hours. Like, why don't you want to do Fallout then? It's the same fucking shit.
I guess RPGs, and so that includes Kingdom of Amalur, kind of have a break a little bit because you're building up. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's more of the action heavy shooter games where I'm like, I don't need to craft bullets.
So why
am I crafting bullets?
Yeah, I think it actually does work well, though, in Dying Light because it's a post-apocalyptic, so, like, you're gathering resources. But
not
still
good
would
for
rather,
Last of Us.
But I would
but
still
good
rather.
For Dying Light.
No, here's what I'm going to say though. I would still rather just find medkits instead of find alcohol and gauze.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you're picking up. You hold the X button, and he puts out his hand like 5 times and picks it all. Yeah,
makes a circular motion. Oh, that's how we make medkits. Okay, cool.
Ooh, not being able to switch
skip animations.
Yes, not being able to switch from hold to click. I would much rather just hit X a bunch of times and pick stuff up rather than hold X. I hate that.
I'm going to group that with the Destiny-style menu where you had to wait for that fucking circle to fill all the way up to do your decision.
Yes. Non-button movement for your menus.
I clicked on what I clicked on. I know what I'm about.
Yeah.
Don't make me hold for a decision.
Fucking Cyberpunk, you sure you want to sell that? Yes. Yes. Hit. Okay, I sold it.
Oh, man,
okay,
that is bad.
Just let me fucking click. I don't want any of these 20 guns. Let me fucking pop, 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 pop. Let me just select them all and say sell all.
Another RPG trope. Making me pick up shit that the sole purpose of picking it up is to sell it for money at a store.
Just give me money.
Just give me more money. Or let me pick up money.
Money.
Fallout's good about it, right? Like, you just pick up fucking bottle caps everywhere. Yeah. But also, why are you making me pick up individual bottle caps off that table?
Look, man. Realism.
Look, those are money now.
Realism.
Those are monies.
You needed to pick up all 6 of those, and then the game needed to tell you that you picked up 6.
Here's one. How do you guys feel about inventory space?
Okay.
If you could see the faces that they just made.
So, Resident Evil 4
amazing.
Had an interesting inventory where you fucking played Tetris in the middle of the game to make as much room as possible, but it wasn't out of this world crazy. The best inventory system I ever saw was in that horrible fucking game where you could die when you hit like this, like you had to drive a car at one point and you could literally hit like a tiny thing and your car would flip out. But when you Alone in the Dark.
Oh.
The 360 remake?
No, stop bringing this game up.
I'm bringing it up. Dude, that inventory was rad.
That game's
you remember
stupid.
That?
Yes.
Do you remember it?
He opens his trench coat.
He opens his jacket. It looks down. There's your fucking inventory.
You love talking about that.
Dude. The game was trash, but that fucking inventory is badass.
Okay, but how do you feel about that as a trope? Because that is every genre.
Most of the time, it's like, having 5 more bullets, is that really going to change my life game? Like, let me just fucking have these bullets.
There's a point where you just can't carry any more bullets, man. I'm sorry.
I guess.
Fallout New Vegas hardcore mode, the bullets had weight.
Oh, yeah, games with weight systems in them. I don't really like them. I think it's a video game. Let me have as much shit as I want and have fun with it, but I don't know.
So what's more annoying?
Annoying.
What's more annoying?
Oh, nar.
What?
The game saying, sorry, you can't carry anymore? Or the game saying, now you're unencumbered. Walk, bitch. What's more annoying?
I have been so stubborn sometimes to pick up more than I could carry and walk my heavy ass to the closest town and sell everything else I didn't need. So, yes, I will do that.
I would rather just tell me I can't carry anymore. Funny side note, one time when I was still living with my parents, I went down to the basement. My dad, who is an avid gamer, still into his late 50s, which is awesome. The reason I play video games is because I grew up watching him play. But, like, I come downstairs, and he's playing Skyrim, and I'm like, "What? Why are you walking so slow?" And he's like, "I don't know, I was picking stuff up, and all of a sudden, like, I can't move very quickly." I looked in his inventory, he was, like, 500 with a capacity of, like, 250. I was like, "Dad."
He probably just thought it was one of those old PC games where you move really slow, like, a frame a second.
So homeboy's just going through a prison, he, like, oh, a skull, I must have, like, he was just picking every fucking thing up.
Maybe I'm poisoned. I don't know.
Yeah.
Here's a newer trope. I think the Demon Souls effect or the Dark Souls effect is now taking over multiple franchises and genres. It's sometimes good. It's sometimes super unnecessary. Like, did we need a Star Wars Dark Souls game? I don't
know. Okay. So you're just talking
mean
about
the whole, like, you get all these points. Now, if you die, you're going to lose those points.
Die.
But you might get back. You might get back to them, but you might not.
But you mean just the Dark Souls effect overall?
Yes.
So Dark Souls is, what's a newer genre, Dark Souls or Battle Royale?
Battle Royale is newer, yeah.
It doesn't happen very often, almost never. I think the fact that we've had two new genres, basically, you know what I mean?
Yeah, pretty much.
Dark Souls, they just, and Demon Souls, they made such a popular game that people wanted more of it. They didn't care if it was still made by them. And I think that's how you get a genre, right?
Yeah.
Like, look at Wolfenstein. Wolfenstein was so popular that they didn't give a fuck who made more Wolfenstein. And that's why we have first-person shooters.
Well,
so,
but I mean, like, popularity-wise, we call games that are like Souls, a Souls-type game.
Yeah, Souls-like game.
But, like, FPSs forever were a Doom clone.
Right.
Oh, it's a Doom clone. Rise of the Triad, Doom clone. Halo, true. It's a Doom clone. I mean, we got to a point. So I feel like in the future, they're going to have Souls-type games, but they'll have a,
they'll have a name,
have a
for,
name
it.
For it.
Like survival action, I don't know what they'll call
whatever,
it. But
whatever they call it.
So, yes.
This game is fucking hard. You're going to hate yourself.
I think most people would say that while Star Wars Last Jedi was fun, it's not the Star Wars game anyone wanted.
No, not at all. Like,
and it is.
Wild. I didn't need that. I didn't need that.
Do you know it, much about it?
Yeah,
at all?
I know. I mean, I've seen it.
You have it's you have the, bonfires that are your save points. When you kill all the enemies in an area, if you go back to your quote unquote bonfire, they respawn.
Oh yeah.
You lose so much of your XP if you die.
So it's like a Sekiro clone.
But then it's like, but this game's not hard. So you're like,
oh, shit.
So you're like, so why am I playing Dark Souls?
Yeah, it's not hard. It's sometimes slightly an inconvenience.
just make this an action game. Make this a DMC game or something.
Like, I think that's a really good way. Dark Souls enemies are hard because you have to figure out their attack patterns. That's not what Star Wars did. Enemies just have unfair attack patterns sometimes. So you're like, I just fucking take that hit, I guess, and then I come back.
And then I'm back here again, and I get my stuff, and nothing happened.
So, yeah, I think the Souls effect, it depends. I mean,
What was that
anime
one?
They're still doing good with it. Code Vein.
Code Vein's really good.
Yeah.
Is that a Souls-type game?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's still so much in its infancy.
Neo.
And I think Neo.
Yeah.
Yeah, Neo's great.
That, it had some Ninja Gaiden in there, but yeah.
Yeah. I think Guy on Band. The other side, indie studios have really gravitated towards the roguelike.
Yeah, man.
Which is, Dark Souls is just the console roguelike.
Yeah, sometimes it's like, okay, here's another 2D sprite pixel.
I'm kind of a sucker for them, but yeah, like there's good ones like...
you could tell the ones that are like, okay, we're going to do this because it's easy and it's going to make quick money.
Some of them, too, get boring because you're like, I'm running this dungeon again.
It's the new beat-em-up.
Yeah.
That's what it is. I mean, how many beat-em-ups were in the 90s?
God, beat-em-ups were so good.
Yeah, but they were clones of each other. Like,
oh, yeah.
It was just you played your favorite franchise version of it.
What beat-em-up had the cool specials? Like
Streets of Rage.
Streets of Rage. I know, I'm saying. That's like, but I had a Super Nintendo, so I'd be like, hey, come check out Final Fight. And my
Turtles in Time
like,
was my favorite beat-em-up.
Oh, yeah, it's
you could
one of
throw,
the best.
You didn't get to choose when, but you threw the enemy into
How about Pit Fighter? Sure. That was awful.
Which one?
Pit Fighter? You ever played Pit Fighter?
Yeah, no. Ooh,
that was rough.
But so I guess we're moving real quickly through those, but yeah, Souls, we're seeing a new genre born. So it's weird for us. It is a trope until I guess it's not a trope anymore, you know, until it's fully evolved into its own genre. But yeah, absolutely. How about the trope of, speaking of BR, people just shoehorning a BR into their game?
Oh,
Red Dead.
We're looking at you, Battlefield.
Red Dead 2.
Battlefield. Well, Call of Duty obviously made one.
They
did it the right way.
They've
Blackout
stayed with
first
it.
Though, but no, they abandoned Blackout.
You right.
Well, they stayed. I mean, they were like, okay, Blackout was like a blueprint. They're like, all right, people like this. We're gonna do it better.
PUBG was, not PUBG. Fortnite was the blueprint.
Was it Fortnite?
Fortnite's the first one. Yeah.
Oh, I thought maybe it was like
It was literally called Fortnite Battle Royale.
Oh yeah. Was it the first?
But
yeah. No, PUBG was after.
Officially, but wasn't it a mod of Arma? Wasn't it like an
like
unofficial thing before?
Of course,
Fortnite?
It was an indie group that made something really cool before anybody got a hold of
it. And then, because Fortnite was going to be, it was a tower defense game before it was Battle Royale.
Yeah, they released Fortnite as the prequel to the actual game.
Fortnite
and then
was
like,
out before PUBG was.
Right, it was out before
officially,
PUBG.
Yes.
Yeah.
But there was a, like,
there
PUBG
was a mod
started
of Arma,
out
though.
As a mod of Arma.
Yes. And that was a thing.
I'm just saying the name Battle Royale, like that is Fortnite.
Sure. They probably coined that name.
Which is from Battle Royale, the movie.
Yeah.
Which
is Hunger Games.
Well,
Battle Royale was first.
Yeah, I was going to say Hunger Games is Battle Royale. Come on now. Give Battle Royale the respect it deserves.
There were two movies already before Hunger Games was
a thing. So here's the other thing, though, I found out recently. Because of my girlfriend, she reads Stephen King. Stephen King wrote a book like...
When?
A while ago, like back in the 90s or so, called The Walk. And it's literally like the first instance I feel of a Battle Royale style thing. These guys just, it's like, any of the, it's like Hunger Games where it's in a world where people have to do this and they slowly die. So all these guys just have to walk and they have to keep walking until only one person's left.
Sounds great.
And they get shot and killed if they stop walking.
If you fall behind, if you do the, you, there's
apparently
like,
the book's really good. It sounds that premise
sounds
boring as fuck.
It's a short story. It's not long. But that's in his, oh God, I can't think of the name of that book, but I know.
So Stephen King kind of.
Stephen King, the original BR creator.
Anyway, so, but yeah, that stuff has to have a battle royale. Do you think it's just to stay relevant?
I think
you need it to stay relevant?
I feel like BRs are already dying, though.
You
Not
think so?
Dying, but like we're already.
They're
too,
set in.
Like
the ones we have, I think, will be the ones that continue.
Apex Legends is already like, well, what else can we do besides just Battle Royale? Let's do fucking round-based.
They're going backwards. You're right, they are. They're going back to, what if this BR had its own, like, competitive mode?
Yeah. Wouldn't that be crazy?
Wouldn't it be wild? And, I mean, lots of other BR creators, like, PUBG has respawn modes where you respawn over and over again. I prefer that. I mean, it's also dumb, like, if you're playing a first-person shooter, that you respawn. Like, if you're playing TDM, you die. That should be the end
so
for
you,
that game.
So you like Gears of War style?
No, I don't.
Oh, you don't? Okay.
I prefer respawning. I'm just saying it's dumb that we play these first-person shooters where you can die 30 times in a match.
Well, it's funny because my absolute all-time favorite Call of Duty mode is Hardcore Search and Destroy.
Oof.
Which is you get one life, everyone on your team gets one life, and you don't have a map, and it's literally hide-and-go-seek. And, like, you have to plant the bomb or defuse the bomb. And I had the most fucking fun ever in a first-person shooter doing that because you only had one life, so you couldn't go run in doing the dumb shit. You had to be tactical about it. And it's – Battle Royales are not – I mean, they are tactical, but it's still, like – Apex is like the Hollywood-style battle royale, you know, like you go flying in and have powers and all that, and it's really cool, but I think, you know, Search and Destroy kind of started that magic.
I hate hardcore. I hated hardcore until Battlefield 3 and 4. Those, I feel like they did hardcore really well. We're getting off of tropes.
We are getting off tropes.
But just...
Here's a trope.
Yeah.
Here's a trope. Why do I have to fill in the map?
You don't.
Why don't you just start me with the map filled in?
I know. That goes back to the
Diablo
Ubisoft Towers.
That?
Oh, yeah, that too. Yeah, just give us the map.
Just give me the map just filled give me in. The map. Let me know.
Or games have a map, and your dumbass just doesn't pick them up for the entire game. I don't know anybody
who's
ever
done
that. I
don't know anyone in this room that would be so stupid as to do that.
And now a word from our sponsors.
Here's some tropes that we left behind. So here's the tropes in memoriam. Some things that we outgrew. You ready?
Yeah.
Manuals and game boxes.
That's not a trope in a game. That's a trope in the real world.
Of the gaming industry.
Look, let me tell you about the real world. I've been playing this game for 39 years, almost 40 years. The graphics are amazing. The gameplay, fucking trash, bro. I'm just saying.
The progression, goddamn.
Goddamn, it's just getting worse.
We don't miss game manuals.
No, we don't.
They
need
don't
them.
Do anything for
I
us.
I do. I thought they were cool.
You got like
that's
cool
fine,
when
but
they had artwork in them.
Yeah, why did they have fucking notes in the back of them?
Because so you could take notes, bro.
Yeah.
On what?
Okay.
So here's the other things left behind. But that's because we don't need
that
it.
Too.
It's because we don't need it. Memory cards in the game boxes.
It was cool that the PS2 games had memory card holders.
I was like,
did
I'm
you ever
coming
use it?
Oh, all the time.
Yeah, if I was going to a buddy's house,
yeah, I used
I'm coming
too.
Over.
Bring a Def Jam?
He's just going to
say
that.
Going to
say
Def
yes.
Jam? I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say Budokai Tenkaichi 3. I'd be like, any fighting game where you have the characters unlocked
yes.
already, I'm like, I don't want to have to unlock
yes.
this shit again.
I got my created character right here.
Oh, mm-hmm. SoCal?
Oh,
yeah.
SoCal?
Yeah. Soul Calibur yeah. 3. Bring
okay.
it to my GameCube memory card.
Okay, Soul Calibur 3 is on PS2 only.
PS2 memory card.
Soul Calibur 2, I was on Xbox, so I was like, come to my house, I'll fuck you up with
Spawn. Because
nobody else had an Xbox. Dude,
tell me Spawn. Everybody else
Spawn.
Had an Xbox. Tell me Spawn wasn't a rad-ass character.
Spawn was fun.
Fucking Link.
I've got,
oh, cool. You can shoot
I've got more for you. Online.
Talk about that too.
No. We're these are quick ones.
Fire.
These are in memoriam ones. You're not,
we're just he decides
yeah,
when it's over.
Yeah,
let it happen.
Online passes.
Go on.
They fucking suck. Go
here's
ahead.
Here's one that I'm so fucking happy.
Do you remember
is
that for a while? Video game manufacturers were like, no,
you didn't buy it new. You ain't playing online.
$10 more dollars, and now you can play it.
Give it some money.
Battlefield was one of the first ones.
EA was the culprit.
Yeah, yeah.
EA wanted more money from us? That doesn't sound like EA surprising. That I know.
Shocking.
So you guys might know a thing or two about this last one. I'm so happy it's gone. Pre-order bonuses.
It's not gone. They still exist, depending
for
on...
For what?
On digital media. You can download the digital deluxe version that gets you bonus shit.
Ooh.
You can download...
It's not a pre-order, though.
The day one...
You can still buy them.
Well, like, but they... GameStop tries to act like you need to pre-order to get them. And then they're like, well, okay, I guess I've got some extras. No, they...
But they're not pushed. Like, you could go to GameStop. There's no advertisement for if you pre-order this, you'll get, like, this gun.
Have they anymore? No,
that still exists. That still exists on... When I go in there, they have pre-order bonuses on the fucking posters, dude.
The walls. From the windows to the walls.
I guess I don't really see those anymore.
And more, and it actually sucks because now there's collector's editions that are exclusive to GameStop. So you can't get some shit anywhere else that is only in that collector's edition for the game.
I think I'm at a point where it doesn't affect my experience anymore. But I definitely used to be like, oh, I got to pre-order this from this place because I want this piece of gear that's good for the first 5 levels.
Oh, that was so trash when you're like, check out this sweet gear I got. Oh, I literally walked up and
GameStop made us peddle that shit so much. Like, pre-order at GameStop, you're going to get the new Sword of Light for Kingdoms of Amalur, only available here.
The Red Hood DLC for...
The Red Hood DLC, yep. God, it just...
Borderlands had a whole set of guns that were trash after, like, level 5.
Deus Ex, like, literally had a meltdown because, like... You could only get to certain like pre-orders. You had to choose how it went, and they're like, "Nah, I'll just give it to all of you."
Yeah, I'm glad those are gone. Mostly, there are still some out there where, and it's not usually story content anymore, but there are like certain gun skins and other things that are still pre-order bonuses.
I kind of feel like a real world trope collector's editions that are complete letdowns is something that I'm fucking over.
Battlefield.
They're kind of doing this thing now where you don't even get the game with it. Yep. Now it's like buy the collector's edition stuff and. You don't get the game.
Because we're allowing them to do that.
Yeah, I guess.
It's true. I mean, just as near as like Cyberpunk has a fucking amazing statue that has this huge box.
Yeah.
No game.
Yeah.
You just really like this game. You want the statue.
Yep.
Whoops.
Loot boxes.
Loot boxes are the devil and your best friend at the same fucking time.
It depends on the game. Apex packs are literal garbage.
Trash.
They are the worst things probably out of any of them that I've ever played.
Worse than the Star Wars ones?
I think Battlefront 2, I got more stuff I actually cared about.
Yeah. That's true.
Because they consider one character has 20 different base skins. There's too many different colors of a base skin. Whereas on Overwatch, you had maybe 4 colors of the base skin, but then every other skin after that at least was unique.
I would say... I'm not going to try to give a number like I would just pull it out my ass, but I would say more, way, way, way more often in Overwatch after so many boxes do I get a legendary skin than the happenstance of I've done it maybe once
in
Apex.
So
I got for Loba, thank God, but that red skin that we all match real cool, that was the only legendary skin or legendary-esque, I guess if you call it.
They guarantee every 30 packs. How many packs do you get in 1 to 100 levels? It ain't 30 packs.
No.
It might be 30.
No.
It might be just 30.
Maybe.
But then they keep spreading it out. And the problem is you'll play longer and play harder. They figured this out. You'll play longer and harder for random rewards than you will scheduled rewards. They have done the research. When you don't know, this could be a legendary. Instead of like... Call of Duty for a while was like, do all this, do all this, do all this, do all this. You'll get this skin, this skin, this skin, this skin. People will play longer if they're like, do all this, and you could get a legendary. You're probably going to get a basic, but you could get a legendary.
Loot boxes are kind of shit. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's a shitty way. I like scheduled things where you're definitely, like...
Like the Battle Pass.
When they do their events, Battle Passes, when they do their events, that's a trope. Like, keep playing, and you'll get fucking this skin... That's fine.
Right. We know we're working towards something.
Yes.
Right. But they know you'll play longer.
So battle passes are interesting. In a free-to-play game, I understand.
100%.
In a free-to-play game, I understand.
So what about, well, I guess it technically is free. I was going to say Call of Duty.
It's free.
Yeah.
Warzone is free.
Warzone is free.
And I did, after you said, yeah, I bought the pass. I was like, you fucking dumbass. We're not going to play that again. Later that night, I was like, God damn it. And you know why I did it? Because if you do 1 to 100 levels, you get 1,300 coins, and it only costs 1,000 coins to get. So I'm going to make 300, and I won't spend it.
So a game that isn't free that does it, Dead by Daylight, has a battle pass.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yep.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. I was thinking Dying Light when you said that.
No, Dead by Daylight absolutely has battle passes.
And I don't
passes.
Think it's very good. I don't think the battle passes are really good in that game.
No, because they don't have that. There's not that many skins. There's not.
It's charms. And
there's
it's
no voice lines. It's literally charms, and then you might get a piece of some random survivor's gear or some random killer's gear.
Can I throw it out? We enjoy playing Barbies. That's what it is. We're like, look at my costume on my character.
I spent $20 so I could have the Voltron skin in Apex.
I know. I was there. But, like, literally, that's what
no
we're
regrets.
Doing.
That, I mean, that's a trope right there. Custom skins on characters in multiplayer games.
Bro, but... Okay.
That you can't even see.
So you can't see, because it's fucking first person. You can't even see.
Hey,
but,
you can do emotes.
But I can see my arm. I can see my arm.
When you load up into your game, and you're with randoms, right? And one of the randos goes, that skin's fucking dope. You're like, yeah, it is, motherfucker.
Yep.
Woo!
It's the
Look
it's
at
the,
me.
Hey. We're all kind of t-shirt whores in real life, too, where we get shirts and we're like, look at that. It's kind of like the Key and Peele skit with the hats.
Yeah.
Where it's like, who can have the freshest hat? And we're like, look at this new graphic
Which
tee
that
I got.
Even goes further into custom calling cards, custom emotes, custom
banners.
Banners. Yeah, like it's gotten so crazy down the road. Halo was kind of the first one
trails,
to do that.
Diving trails? What are those called?
Yeah, but you got to be good at the game to get those.
Yeah, that's why I ain't got shit.
you mean the
what are those called?
The emotes in the sky?
Sky trails. No, not
emotes.
Emotes
in the sky.
The literal.
That's
if,
what he
if
means.
If you're like a predator above, your literal trail is a
is red.
Is like red or
but, no, I meant, the, I meant the emotes.
You meant the emotes.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I don't have
no,
those
you don't
either.
Have to be good to get
yes,
those.
Yes, you do, because they're farther in the
you
battle
just
pass.
Go through the battle pass. Play the fucking game.
True.
You don't have to be good. You just got to play a lot.
The other thing that
a gaming trope that kind of died, QuickTime events. We don't see that very often anymore. Do you?
Good. I fucking hate QuickTime events.
Sometimes they were cool. God of War, I think, made them cool.
For a while, but it's like, you're a badass. No, you're not.
I've never liked QuickTime events. Call of Duty used to do them as well in the story mode.
Yeah, they did. And Resident Evil 4 was and 5 were all about them.
And 6.
Sure.
No one played 6. None of us played
I've 6. Kind of erased it from my memory, to be honest with you.
Kingdom Hearts also did them.
Remember there was a hooker blowing a giraffe?
I do.
Okay,
that,
good.
Yeah, that's on the cover.
First of all, they fuck up your controller because some of them, when you have to jam on the button a bunch, your controller is only going to hold out for so many pushes.
Trust
and
me,
when I'm,
we know.
You can only hit X several thousand times.
Right, so like it fucks up your controller. And then second of all, it's not fun.
Makes you look cool, though. Asura's Wrath was QuickTime Event the game. Remember that game?
Yes, that was QuickTime Event the game. But I will say, we do have a man in our corner at the HQ. Shout out to Alex, the repair guy. If you got a button, he'll fucking fix that fucking button. You got a fucking analog stick that's fucked up, he's your dude. Have you had a controller repaired by him?
I dropped off some Joy-Cons. And I did not need them for 2 days, and I dropped them off that evening, and like within 30 minutes of Gamers HQ opening, they had called me that they were in. I was like, damn, well, I'll be there at some point. Thank
Dude,
you.
He's a beast when it comes to repairing that shit, and he'll fix shit you didn't even know was wrong. He's like, yeah, I also just went ahead and replaced this stick. No charge for that.
He's also
easy
like,
to do.
I refilled the fluids. The fluids? What the fuck is that? Yeah, the fluids. Oh, okay, thank you. Yeah, no, if you have Joy-Con drift and you're in the Topeka or surrounding area, like, you do not have to live with that, and you don't have to spend $80 to get new Joy-Cons. I had horrible, horrible drift, like, not touching my controller, and my dude in Monster Hunter was running in circles. And, like I said, in 12 hours, they were ready for pickup.
Beautiful.
So
a lot of times, same day, which is fucking impressive. And yeah. I'm not plugging because I work there. Like, I was thoroughly impressed with the dude. Cause like he helped me out for my son's birthday. Got me hooked up with some controllers that were fucking
yes.
solid as fuck.
And PS4 controllers are like non-existent right now. So if you need those bad boys tuned up for the touring miles, go ahead and bring it over.
Hell yeah.
Kind of a sponsor.
Kind of a sponsor.
They're a sponsor.
They're a sponsor.
They're
our only sponsor. Gamers HQ.
The only.
If you love your children, go there. Come see me. If you don't love your children, still go there.
Come see me. I'm featured there like 20 hours a week.
Yeah.
Hell
come
yeah. Hang,
come chill. Come hang out.
No, wink his butthole at you.
Come play at the... No, not at, not at work. Not while I'm clocked in. That's
well, you're a, clocked in.
That's after hours, baby. Call me on the late night. No, call me on the cell phone late night when you need my love is what I was.
You know what the worst QuickTime event is? When you have to fucking do the
swirl
rotating
the
thing with your joystick.
And you can just spill your fucking...
UFC Undisputed, I literally did an online match and took the skin off the middle of my hand.
You have not played Fist of the North Star on the PS4.
There
is a drink... No. That's fine. I mean, you do have to fucking hammer that square button like a motherfucker. There is a mini game where you're a bartender and you literally have to swirl the fucking right analog stick as fast as you fucking can. And it gets to like, you know, easy, medium, and then fucking hard mode. Like literally, my girlfriend was like, are you okay? And I was like, I'm gonna fucking mix this fucking drink.
It breaks our controllers. Stop doing shit like that in games.
No, Sony sponsors those mini games. They're like, go for it, bro. Make
buy more
shit.
Controllers. I'll tell you a trope that I really, really enjoy is in hack and slash games when you have a combo that ends with your controller like vibrating and you're like, this next hit is gonna be the best fucking hit, and then you hit the like R trigger for like your ultimate attack. I do love that trope.
Are you talking about like the newer games where like you can feel the analog like building as your combo's building and it's like heavier and heavier, and then it like
yes, that's a very
Batman
satisfying
did that
trope
too.
yeah you kept getting like,
I'm gonna fucking obliterate someone with this next punch.
Yes, my punches are gonna be electricity and they're gonna die.
You'd hit the combos.
Ooh,
and then
yeah.
You would like take
the finishers.
Yeah.
I do like the Batman combat system trope a lot. I think it works really well for a lot of systems.
Dude, I was just gonna say it's a trope because it's in like 7 or 8 different games.
Yep.
Fucking Batman,
Mad
one
Max,
through whatever.
Spider-Man,
Mad Max,
Middle Earth,
the new
Middle
Spider-Man
Earth.
Game.
Sleeping Dogs.
Sleeping.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Finishers. Finishers are awesome tropes.
Finishers and counters.
Yes.
Oh, just, I mean, literal, the Rocksteady fighting engine is in like 7 or 8 games itself.
Yeah.
And then other companies are like, hey, we're going to borrow the whole thing, basically.
It was in Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order.
Fallen
what
Jedi.
Was that called?
The newest one?
Yeah.
What did you say?
The Dark Souls one.
I think you
Fallen Order.
I don't know what it's called anymore.
I don't know.
Star Wars Jedi Fallen
Order. The one with
Fallen
the gay
Order.
Dude from Shameless.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fallen Order. Right?
Even Ghost of Tsushima kind of has that same.
Yup.
Like,
Ghost
like,
of Tsushima uses
Ghost
it too.
Ghost of Tsushima straight up.
You're like,
so,
finisher.
So here's the other thing too. This is kind of a gaming community trope. If a game's mildly difficult, it's Souls-like. Because people saw Ghost of Tsushima gameplay and they heard people talking about it. When they heard it's mildly difficult in the beginning,
not Souls
at best, they were like, oh, I heard it's kind of like a Dark Souls game. I was like, no, you just like have to not get hit a little bit in the beginning.
It's kind of like a fucking Grand Theft Auto game, or it's kind of like it's
kind
of
like anything.
A lot
yeah.
of games.
Grand Theft Auto. So that, and that's the funny thing. Everyone plays Grand Theft Auto. That is the easiest fucking game to die in. And you're okay with it, and you just start up again.
Oh, because
it goes wasted.
Right.
Burp.
But,
I
like,
wish it
God
said
forbid.
Wasted.
Burp. That's what it does.
God, it does say wasted in 5.
He
no,
said,
I,
like,
I
actually
wish,
say
like,
it.
Oh, like Halo
wasted.
Style?
Wasted.
Like
yeah.
Halo multiplayer? Wasted.
No. Damage boost. Yeah.
But, yeah, so I just, if a game's, like, a little bit difficult, I heard it's kind of Souls-like.
Oh, here's a trope I do like, then. Announcers in multiplayer.
Yeah, and in Call of Duty Black Ops, Ice Cube being like, hey, yo, you got an AC-130.
So I don't like that announcer guy. I was thinking how a lot of times, like, Call of Duty's like, let's give him, like, riffs from a guitar to explain. Like, you got to kill. Ba-dum, ba-dum. You're what happened?
Destiny is so pretentious. Guardian has attacked B, Butter. And you're like, and so Battlefield 2, attacking Butter. Like,
what?
Like,
what's happening?
Is this supposed to make me feel, like, engaged in this game or what?
Mortal Kombat, kind of like they'll say.
Finish him.
That's fine. Like,
Toasty?
Killer Instinct, when they announced the fucking combos.
Jesus.
Killer combo! Godlike combo. Like, not even the best combo in the game sounds as good as godlike combo. Like, you could do the fucking ultra combo, but the dude going godlike. I'm like, ooh, that. Like, it's somewhere in the middle where I'm like,
somewhere.
Ooh, goddamn.
I am godlike.
I am
kneel.
So good at this game.
Kneel
I don't
before
even
me.
Need to do an
even
ultra.
When he's fucking high off his meds, he's really good at that game. I hate you, Chris.
Dude, okay. So, yeah. One night I accidentally took the wrong pills and took a lot of them. And this is, it wasn't for recreation fun. It was a mistake. I was supposed to take, what are those, steroids. And I took antipsychotics and still beat Jesse's ass and Killer Instinct.
So I hate you.
I couldn't even keep my fucking eyes open. It was just literally, I was
instinct.
It was the
killer.
The deaf, dumb, and blind kid sure plays a mean pinball. Like that old song. That was me, but Killer Instinct. Like I was like, I feel like this is right. Jesse's like, motherfucker!
So my one claim to fame with Jesse in a fighting game is he hadn't played since MKX. So he just was out of practice. Ooh. And I put some time in at the beginning of MK11. Like I really was digging it.
Who was your character?
Sub-Zero. And so I brought it.
Right.
So we were playing it.
Fucking
so Jesse's,
Ryu.
So I had, and here's the worst part. I had gone over to Joel's and we had practiced combos together as Sub-Zero.
Oh, fucking, no, you fucking
jerking each other off.
Two Sub-Zeros together?
So we just spent
did you hold one controller while you stroked each other? Not that there's anything wrong with that. That's fine. I'm totally happy that
for
two
both
men
of you.
Can find love of another.
Two large men.
Two large men.
Playing Sub-Zero.
Can love one frosty guy.
So, one frosty guy. But so then I come over to Jesse's, like, clearly I'm warmed up and ready to go. And he hadn't really messed around too much. Fucking like 13 and owed him. And he's just like,
you're doing pretty good, man.
He was like, okay. And then he like got warmed up and I was like, oh, I'm not really playing it anymore. But I also appreciate this about us. So, fighting games to some people are just for fun, but when we play fighting games, it's for honor.
Oh yeah.
And so like I repicked up 11 lately, and Chris was at HQ, and I go and I was like, yeah, I'll get this, and then can you also get me MK11? And Chris just looks at me, he's like, what's going on?
are we as a group going to get back into MK11? He's like, no, man, I'm just having fun.
No,
we
totally can.
Okay.
No, there's a guy at work challenging me. Well, let's be honest. I kind of challenged him. He was like, yeah, I play Mortal Kombat. I was like, well, if you ever want your ass kicked, let me know.
Oh, no, you started it that way?
Oh, of course.
I want you to know that Joel in MK9 started this shit where he would hit an x-ray and go, fucking, like, my fucking misophonia having ass was sitting there, and I was like,
not okay.
You just made that sound again when you hit that x-ray. And after a while, I was like, you're going to fucking... I was like, fuck, stop fucking doing that. And he's like, I didn't even know I was doing it. But then he made sure he continued to fucking do it. Every time an x-ray. What? Who the fuck fucking sniffs?
I hope that x-rays are no longer. Okay, here's a trope. Long ass fucking animations in a fighting game. I only got 90 fucking seconds.
The best one of those is a mutual friend of ours, Jimmy. When playing Injustice, when Batman does his ultimate, so to speak,
it's so long.
But he found like the routine. He's like, bat knee, batarang, bat stun, batmobile, and he does it every time. And it's the best
bat
thing.
Bat wing into the moon and bat down.
Batmobile every time. It's just amazing. He's so over the top.
Dude, that's so much better than.
Oh yeah.
Joel's an asshole. I don't like him. I don't know.
Yeah, but sometimes it's okay. Like, especially the one with the shark from Aquaman in Injustice, you're like, oh, there
they
go.
Take too long.
Yeah.
And that's why in Injustice 2, they're like
2 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Literally, yes, Injustice 1 is the poster child. But I think x-rays are kind of dumb.
I
disagree.
I think x-rays are a way for people to just catch up. And
I disagree.
I love it when you watch somebody who knows what they're doing get their fucking ass stomped by someone who's like, low kick? Seems to work pretty well.
Bro.
When they lose a round and they're like, is that all you're going to do? It's like, it keeps working, so I kept doing it. Like, I love when people get their ass kicked by people who have no idea what's happening.
Here's a gaming trope. Helping the last player. Why do you need to help the last player? Like, in like Mario Kart. The person that's in last gets a blue shell? Are you fucking kidding me?
Whoever created the blue shell, I hope you fucking died.
But that's in a bunch of games.
He's probably dead. It was probably...
Good.
Ooh, it probably
good.
Was.
Probably Miyamoto?
Miyamoto's still alive.
The guy that died.
It was...
the guy that died. What's his name?
He oh, fuck. My apologies, Nintendo.
I can't
not
remember
worthy.
His name, but he's... Anyway.
But probably wasn't him. But whoever it was, fucking died tonight.
Wow.
Yeah, and
if I'm in first... Let me be in first. I earned first place.
That is what the x-ray is, though. It's a, oh, you're losing? Okay. Try
you
to get
literally
it.
Only get it once you're getting your ass kicked.
Yeah.
In.
Well, like in Injustice, you're both going to get it.
MVC 3?
Injustice, you're both going to get it once, but if you're shitty, you're going to get two. You're going to get the super move
twice. So helping the shitty player, like, it doesn't need to be a thing.
I feel that. But I mean, so like Call of Duty does the opposite where they're like, you're really good.
Yeah, that's
here's
good.
Here's extra streaks. Shit.
That's a great
Absolutely.
That's
fucking embarrassing.
Yes, that is a great trope.
Titanfall
Keep
2,
it.
Points. Battlefront 2, points. Points are fine because points you accrue. But yes, Call of Duty says no, you're either good
Dude,
or you don't.
There's no better high than being like at 14 kills and you're like need that one more to get the big strike and you're like, oh, dude, where are you? Don't die. Don't die. Don't die.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like there's nothing better than that.
In Modern Warfare 2, when I would get to the fucking, when you would be in the helicopter and you got to shoot
the
at
gunner?
People with the gunner, was that like a 15, like a 12 or
it
a 15?
It was way up there.
I was like, let's fucking, yes.
My ex at one point was like, hey, do this for me. I was like, what? She was like, take it serious. Take Black Ops serious one round. And I got the AC-130 and she was like, why don't you do that all the time? I was like, because it's not fucking fun. I didn't kill anybody with a throwing knife. I didn't hit anybody with a crossbow. I just fucking shot everybody. And she's like, but you fucking decimated them. I was like, but I didn't have fun.
It's not about the kills. It's about the message.
It's about the...
When they see the replay and they see that, yeah, you fucking like 360 no-scope threw a fucking knife
or
missed the first time and then just threw the second one at him anyway and killed him.
At the top right, you just see Bolton... Knife this person, knife this person, knife this person. Yeah.
Dude, that's gotta be fucking a harrowing experience to be on the opposite team and just see bloop, 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 and you're like,
we'll get him
next
time. He's
just killing everybody with a knife. What's happening? And you're like, oh, it's getting closer to me. You just see a dude die by, you're like, oh fuck, where is he?
The peak of that I think was Modern Warfare 2 because there was the perk that literally let you jump like 20 feet away to stab someone.
Oh, the lunge stab?
Yes.
Yeah, that was fucking
like you
stupid.
Could that's when a YouTuber I like to watch at the time only used me blade. He would only run around with the knife to kill people and it was awesome. Whenever he killed someone he'd say sit down. Sit down. I was like, oh fuck yeah.
A trope I will also never get tired of: destructible environments.
Oh.
I think any game that has that is,
Mercenaries 2.
Yeah, it's just
Red Faction.
It makes any
baby.
Game like the
Red
next
Faction,
level.
Gorilla.
Battlefield Bad Company
the,
2.
Oh,
Battlefield
the
Bad Company 2 is the best. But Red
best.
Faction Gorilla, you remember there was whole buildings you're like, I'm just going to use this sledgehammer.
That game would
and
be subpar without that. That game
it
honestly
would be trash.
Guys, and then you got to rebuild it and do it again.
Yep. Yeah, destructible environments.
The Red Faction where you could literally hit a button and rebuild things, I didn't like that very much.
Armageddon?
It was the one after Gorilla.
Armageddon.
But
Armageddon.
Man, the multiplayer in Gorilla where you'd run around, get behind a dude, and smack him with a sledgehammer through a wall.
Yes.
You'd be like, I'm your god now. Fuck you. Your guns are nothing. I've got a sledgehammer.
Not enough games with destructible environments.
I know. That's why every time I see it, I'm like, I love it.
And no one played Crackdown 3.
Literally just started playing that game with Joel, and it's rough, but it's... Rough.
What's
his name?
Terry Crews.
Terry Crews.
It learned nothing from 2. Like, it literally
it's
just
pretty,
2.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry.
No, you don't have to apologize. Again, Jolt's the problem, really.
Achievements as a trope.
Ooh.
I think it might have been the worst thing to ever happen to games for me.
Man, I don't give a shit about achievements.
Here's the trope. When the game makes achievements inside the game that aren't the achievements for the console.
Yeah.
What did you just say?
So you're saying in-game achievements versus, like, console achievements?
Yeah.
Console achievements are fucking stupid.
But, like, challenges that you complete. Like, they just...
Do you like them or not like them?
No.
You logged into Game Pass 7 days in a row.
No, no,
Good
no,
Good
no,
job.
No.
You get...
Or get 5 kills with the AR and you get this challenge.
But, yeah, but it doesn't do anything past that.
Oh, no. If it doesn't do anything, that's awful.
Give me something to unlock. I don't care about gamer scores.
I think the reason I don't like the Ubisoft towers is because of achievements. Because you get an achievement for doing all the Ubisoft towers.
So you're going to fucking do
it. So I'm going to fucking do it. It's, those two combined, have ruined me.
Do you gauge people off of their achievement scores?
Well,
gamer score?
The thing that sucks is...
I used to as well.
I used to back when 360
360, it mattered. No one cared
I switched
anymore.
Accounts, so I would be... much higher than I am now, but
sure,
I'll show you that account.
If you add them together,
then they're high. No, yeah,
you can't take games.
I deleted your other
like
account
Resident.
Off my friends list.
Wow,
you'll never use it.
No, I'll never use it. But then there's other games where I want to get them all, like Bloodborne. I 100%ed that game.
That's a personal thing, though.
It is. Sometimes multiplayer trophies, multiplayer achievements.
Oh, multiplayer achievements, go fuck
take
yourself.
Take those out. take them out.
Multiplayer challenges that give you special rewards?
No, achievements.
Achievements or trophies.
Like achievement unlocked. Gears of War.
There's trash-ass
Cliffy
games.
Cliffy BY.
Where you don't want to play fucking multiplayer.
Mm-hmm.
There are games where, like, only one, like, you can't even get them anymore.
Yeah.
Because it's, like,
right.
You have to be the top.
They're
whatever.
Offline.
Yeah. You're either offline or you have to be the top whatever to get
10,000 kills in Gears of War.
I don't like when a DLC adds achievements on a game that I already fucking platinumed.
Do they unplatinum you?
No.
No.
They don't.
But then it shows 1,000 out of 1,250.
It does show your percentages.
It shows 1,000 out of 1,250.
We both said 1,250. We're badass.
1,250. 1,250.
Yeah. I don't like achievements because people will, like, judge you. Like, yeah, they'll be like, oh, well, I have 90% of the achievements. Like, well, I beat the game on the hardest fucking difficulty. I just didn't fucking kill 10,000 enemies, so that's why I don't have that.
Here's a trope. This is a community trope again. Judging people on the difficulty they beat a game in.
Let them have fun. Let them have fun.
Fuck them. If they can't beat it on the hardest difficulty, they're the worst person ever.
But they still got to experience the full game.
On Dragon Age, because I've been playing that series a lot
recently.
Does
that have difficulties?
It does.
Oh, okay.
And if I die, like, more than two times to a boss, I put it on casual. And I'm like, I'm not going to keep doing this over
really?
And over.
Really? That's you? You do that?
I did it. Because I just decided I didn't care about getting all the achievements for that game.
Interesting.
So I don't like the trope where you have to play on the same difficulty the whole time to get a certain... difficulty-based achievements, that's annoying. But I am the same way. I'll play something on the harder than normal difficulty, depending on the game. But yeah, if I can't beat it after like three or four attempts, I'm going to knock that shit down because I want to keep going through the game.
Yeah.
Like, I love that... I don't like games where I just feel like I'm walking through it. And then... But I also, you know... Because a video game is still supposed to be like testing your, you know, your prowess
your wits
or whatever. But at the same time, like, okay... Obviously, on this difficulty, I'm not able to do it. I'm going to bump it down, then I'll just bump back up afterwards.
Here's a trope about difficulty. Harder difficulty
there's just more
should
damage.
Not be more health.
Yeah.
It should be strategy. It should be, oh, this character is going to use abilities that maybe they didn't have in
that
normal
would
or
be
easy
dope,
mode.
But that would be a lot more work on people.
Right.
They're
instead,
lazy.
It's like,
you want
hey.
To make the enemy character smarter?
Yeah.
No, we're just going to fucking make him a fucking
imagine
tank.
Doom. Imagine Doom, but oh. They had new attack patterns.
Oh, that'd be
right.
Cool.
I mean, it would be cool. But that sounds like a lot of work, so we're just going to make them a fucking tank. That's how that works. Instead of having one life bar, they're going to have three life bars that change colors now.
But, like, on RPGs, on some of those, I do feel like it actually is that, where they make them smarter and more reactive to
what you're... Are you talking about action RPGs or, like...
RPGs.
Okay, JRPGs.
No, it was some action RPGs as well.
I feel like, definitely, if you're talking about JRPGs, they're like, oh, you missed. Like, what?
That's cheating. I hate that shit.
Oh, yeah. They did a critical. What do you know? Sorry.
I think Witcher's hard enough anyway. We can, or at least Witcher 2. Like, the easy difficulty
not
was
even
still
fun
hard
to play.
For me. Yeah. Mm.
Witcher 3 is glorious on any difficulty.
And then there's games that don't have difficulty, like Dark Souls, and you're like, well, fuck.
Well, I don't. What would you gain from having difficulty levels on that?
Nothing.
Yeah. I could learn more about the story.
What?
There
is no story.
Get past the first
what story?
Character.
Read the fucking item descriptions.
Right,
that's your story.
I can't get to this new area because this fucking gigantic asshole's in the way, and I don't. I have ADHD, and I'm not going to learn the fucking pattern.
Well, think if Guitar Hero didn't have difficulties, or Rock Band. Like, they have to go through the song five times.
It would just be a lot more
times.
Fucking fun. I don't know. What
Why?
Shut up.
Get rid of the fucking yellow button. I don't know. What do you want from me? I just need four.
Orange.
I have four fucking
Email
fingers.
Orange.
Give me four fucking buttons.
You have four fingers?
Chris, I can't. I'm
a
sorry.
A thumb is not a finger.
Chris, I'm sorry. I hate to tell you this, buddy, but actual guitarists do way more with just four fingers.
Do I look like a guitarist?
No. Do I look
I mean,
like?
I look like you did?
No. I fucking, as soon as you go, is it hard where they started using
hard
the,
is yeah. Where they had orange.
Dude, I just remember being there like, oh, I have to move up and, dude, let's play on medium, bro. That's
medium's
way more,
where you operate.
Medium's way more fun.
Hey, and that's perfectly fine.
Oh, you should really go up and down with the strumming thing?
On Rock Band, though, they don't give a fuck. Even on medium, sometimes they're like, here's an orange.
Yeah. Again,
dirty.
Not as common anymore, but the fishing minigames got added to a bunch of stuff for a while.
I love fishing minigames.
Do you really?
I fucking love
I do
it.
Too.
I will go,
yeah.
Like, I have...
Oh, minigames inside of just normal games? I'm fucking down for
oh,
that.
Oh, dude, yeah.
Jack 2, Jack 3 did that.
I've had games that are like, here's a fishing game, and I'm like,
like, someone's like, what are you going to do tonight? I'm like, I'm going to play this game. And they're like, oh, really? And really, in my head, I'm like, I'm just going to fucking go fish.
Fucking Gwent.
Poker.
Gwent's great. Yeah.
Card games inside of games.
I am terrible at Gwent.
Oh, it's so good.
Luckily.
That's as far as I got in the game.
Girlfriend is fucking amazing at Gwent. Will fucking destroy anybody in Gwent.
It was its own game for a bit. It still is on PC.
Gwent is the Witcher card game, by the way.
Yes. I'm that guy that plays horseshoes and poker inside of Red Dead.
100%.
Dude, yeah.
Give me the mini game. Fucking get drunk in Grand Theft Auto 4 and go play darts. That's amazing.
Or bowling, yeah.
Yeah.
Bowling, cousin.
Cousin, it's time to go bowling.
Let's watch a show.
You know what trope really pisses me off, and you know it's when it's coming every single fucking time.
What trope?
When you walk into an area, okay, and there's just ammo galore, or weapons
ammo
galore,
and health.
Health galore, and it's just a big open area, and you're like, hold on, fucking, it's a boss battle. Or they're like, you want to save your game? You're probably saving.
Wouldn't that be great if that was in real life? Like, hey, you're about to like get in a car crash. Here's a side stop here for.
Do you want to put in these airbags for free right now?
Yeah, I think so. It seems like a good time.
It's probably a good idea.
Good idea.
What Jesse basically just said is like, I wish car accidents gave you the option to like survive.
Yes.
Wouldn't it be nice if they're
like you
nice.
Just got to keep living?
But I feel like our generation right now would be like,
no,
I'm good. I'm out. Peace.
Yeah, no, they're the so to add that with the infamous Modern Warfare, I brought Modern Warfare 2 a lot, but the No Russian mission, and it's like, do you want to live through this car accident? No, I don't think I do. But what are you sure we could let you live through it? No, I think I'm good. But the one last chance, do you want to live through
are
this car
you
accident?
Sure.
Please, for the love of God, kill me. Like,
kill me now.
That's this generation. Yes.
What
it's,
a great
it's
generation.
All. It's all
downhill from here.
Billy Eyelash's fault.
Billy Eyelash.
Well, on that note, this dark, awesome note, that was a lot of gaming tropes we just talked about, but do you have any gaming tropes that you love or hate? Tell us in the comments. We appreciate it. Any feedback is awesome. This is the Digital Bath Podcast, signing out.
Bye, bitches.
Yo, breaks us in another castle.